Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. This is our SPSM wrap-up call, which is a bit late, a few weeks late due to some internet circumstances, but better late than never. And you've had some time to integrate and work through the pieces that you might have ended with, or maybe you've revisited some things, or maybe you're just taking a break. So, what we're going to do today, real simple. We're not going to be on here too long. I want to run through a real basic neurosensory exercise. So that'll be a little rest, a little chill, a little orienting, that kind of stuff. I'll just go over some housekeeping specifics around what you have access to, which I think most of you know what you do have access to, but we'll reiterate that. And then an intention. We'll set an intention as a group. Going forward into this work, into this world, from today forward until we meet again. The other thing I've done, those of you who are here live, you're going to see this in the chat, but before I started to record, I asked those who are here to write in the chat some of the things that they are currently working on. So I will also speak some of these out. So let's see, we've got about 93 people on the call. So, just to give everyone the idea of the energy here, so just under 100 people. And so, what I'm going to do, I'm going to read some of these things out as we all get settled and as some people come on the call. So, we'll start at the top here. So, potent posture. So, just a reminder, this is what people are working on and integrating as we are a few weeks out of ending the program proper. So, potent posture from my feet. I'm focused on next one. I'm focused on my gut communication and kidney adrenals. Next one, doing the 21 day. Yes. So, for those of you that don't know that, some of you came into Smart Body, Smart Mind via the 21 day nervous system tune-up, which is wonderful. And some of you didn't. But that course is there for you in the SPSM program site, and you can start it whenever you would like. And we give you automated emails to give you prompts, and you can go through the learning, the healing, the education, the practices. Most of the practices in 21 days are in SPSM, but there are some that are unique to 21 days. Next person, kidney adrenals, working on the kidney adrenals. Next one, I'll just name names so it's easier. Heather says self-regulation without the tools. Awesome. So you're starting to integrate in your own creativity. Kat says breathing in and out consciously. Rosa, diaphragms, orienting kidney adrenals. Jane, following my impulse and honoring them. Elaine, kidney adrenals and respiratory diaphragms. Corinne, diaphragms, kidneys, and adrenals, and shoulder diaphragms. Diaphragms is in the lead, I think. They're very important lessons, the diaphragm lessons. So good to see you guys are practicing those. Barbara, re-listening to the Q&A calls. Yeah, with Seth on early trauma along with the archived ones. Julia, orienting and following impulse. Nikki, intentional, conscious contact. So my assumption is with your own system. Amy, tuning into what an impulse is for me versus a compulsion. That's a very juicy one. So what is an impulse versus a compulsion and feeling into that? Ellen, trying to do exercises on my own without the recordings. Awesome. And as you say, loving working this into my life. Angela, watering the brainstem. Wonderful. That was one of the additional resources from Seth. Marita, in all caps, healthy aggression. Good. Marianne, staying regulated when others are becoming unregulated and activated. I love that. Yes. This ability to focus on our own capacity and what we have built, and not let that around us, those around us, throw us off. That's powerful. So thank you for sharing that. Marianne says challenging. Good word. Amy, I'm working on getting used to being in much less functional freeze. I use SPSM lessons in the process. Thank you. Julia, applying Feldenkraisian principles to orienting. Rosa, keep doing the exercises instead of procrastinating and doing nothing. Good work. Tamara, more growth since the last call and my fifth consecutive time going through SBSM. Expansion on capacity to take in large volumes of information for reading and podcasts and synthesizing it into our learnings. Great. Robin, just finished Lab 10 today. Woo! Awesome. I know, Robin, you have been with us for, I think, a little bit. So that's great to see that you are through to Lab 10. Bianca, staying within the window of tolerance and titrating, orienting, following impulse, adrenals, and the VUA. And then I'm going to see here we've got more of you talking about following impulse, orienting while doing Reiki on myself. Rachel's doing the mini balance the back. So thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Jennifer, caring, loving, liking myself enough to keep doing the practice. Joints and kidneys are the ones I do more, noticing what my impulses are. Continuing to listen to the seven steps to de-stress. Wonderful. And yeah, Robin verified this is her fifth round of SBSM. So for those of you new, who here is new this round? Please take that to heart. Robin just mentioned she's finally finished Lab 10, and this is her fifth round of SBSM. So for context, that is completely good, right? As I've said, and I've said before, it's about continuing to come back, apply. You might restart from the beginning. You might just continue from where you've left off. So good work, everybody, for following impulse, practicing what you have learned, integrating it, making it your own, right? In the creative ways that you might do so. And if you're not making it own, your own yet, just go back to the recordings. Keep going back to the recordings, and then it'll start to infiltrate in a good way into your system. All right, thank you everyone for your comments. That's so good to see. Let's do a little practice. Hopefully you've been practicing even since we've gone on. So, with this concept of integrating, practicing, noticing, just notice in this moment, you've got just over 100 people now. Some of you might only be seeing me. Some of you might be listening to the recording and you're just hearing me. Some of you might be seeing the gallery view with your peers. But just notice and take in. Notice and take in what is in your current awareness. That is more than this call. So, of course, we've got this screen in front of us, or you're maybe hearing the sound coming from a speaker. So, have that be in your awareness. And just have a loose attention to something else. So let your attention and your awareness, it could be a curiosity, but it might not be. It could just be what you're noticing in your environment. For some, it could be the light of the day. For others, it could be the dark of the day. For some, it could be the sound of traffic if you're living in a city. For some of us, we might be not in the hustle and bustle of a city and we're hearing something else. Is there, are there family members, people moving around outside of your room? So nothing too rocket sciencey, just general awareness of your surroundings and what you are noticing, where your attention might get drawn to. And as you bring in that noticing, also notice how your body is in connection with the environment. Something that no doubt you have now done many, if not hundreds, if not thousands of times since you began SBSM, if this is your first time in March. But just this good old, it's always there. We're always in some way, shape, or form connected to the environment. Even if we were in outer space, floating without gravity, there would be some part of us connected to something in the environment. It would be oxygen keeping us alive. So, really allow the weight of your body, and I'll guide to go a little more internal if that's comfortable. Or if you're really just loving, just orienting to the outside world, then continue to do that. So, you choose your impulse to where you would like to put your focus. And even if that focus is external or internal, can you have a observation of your body and it settling? Allow the gravity of Earth to not pull you down. It's not about that, but to just sense that weight. And that solidity and that structure. Scanning your awareness of where your awareness goes, if we were to say that. And if we bring in one of our concepts of potent posture. I just caught myself a little off center and a little more forward. I was like, oh, that's where I am. Can you just have a little awareness of how could I become a little more comfortable, a little more balanced? And it doesn't mean that we can't be asymmetrical, right? If we're sitting with our legs crossed, that's not symmetrical, but you can still have potency in how your body weight, your center of mass is balanced on the surface you're on. If you were to go internal, is there something inside that is pulling up against gravity? By that I mean, is your throat held? Is your belly being held? Is there something in your organ system that feels like it's fighting a little bit or pulling up or constricting? And just scan this. Do a little check-in. Noticing, of course, your breathing and appreciating how it can just be easy maybe a little easier as you feel a bit more efficiency in how you sit. Focus a bit more on your potent posture. What are your eyes doing? Do they want to close? Do they want to stay alert and seeing what's around you? If they are open, can you blink? Allow them to have some movement. How can you continue to just notice your own system, your own self, and continue to appreciate the many layers and nuances and words like diaphragms and adrenals and layers of the body and joints of the body, words like interoception, noticing your internal, the simplicity of orienting, following your biological impulse. Acknowledging healthy aggression, emotion, sensation, so many words. We could fill many walls with many post-it notes of many words that you may have learned that are new. And how isn't it interesting that we can just be in the physical space of our body and know that those are all there and move through some of these things in an easy way? And you just loosely touch into your pelvis, that structure, how your pelvis connects to your head, your skull. There were some lessons that connected the head and the pelvis through the spine. And so, even if you're sitting, can you have that awareness that there is this connection between your head and your pelvis? And in between is all sorts of good stuff: spinal cord, organs, muscles, ribs. Lungs. Can we just sit? Of course, you're hearing me and it's quiet, but sit in the knowing that others, other nervous systems, other beings all around the planet are also tuned in to this level of nuance in the physical body, in the nervous system. Connecting to just this common language that is the human body and our processes in the human body. And to also acknowledge how so many of us have struggled with this body and all that is within it, and that we're working our way to having a little less struggle, a little less strain, a little less dysregulation. Maybe even internally or externally, you choose. Smiling a little bit at the patterns we're breaking through this intentional work, this awareness-based work, this nervous system work, this somatic work, theoretical work, opening up to learning more than just what do I do when I'm stressed out? Opening up to, this is a stress response. I know what that is. I know how to connect so that this doesn't take me over. It doesn't hijack me into old patterns that just don't serve anymore. Or maybe the old pattern comes up and you fall prey to it, but then you can work with yourself to accept and have grace that you just maybe did an oops. And that's okay. Just like when we have kiddos, we have to let them make mistakes. And then we encourage a different way without toxic shame, without ridicule. So, how can you also start to intellectually be more kind and aware with yourself? So, to watch now that we have capacity and more foundation in the system, how can you have a little more cognitive nuance to how the thoughts fly through your brain and impact your physiology and catch them in a nice way? Don't fly swat them. Catch them like you're trying to move something back into its natural habitat as opposed to squashing it. Thinking about, I used to be very impulsive to, I didn't like spiders. I'll admit it. Now it's like, okay, let's see if we can get you outside. It's not your fault that you're in here. We're the ones that built these stupid houses, right? So, how can, when these thoughts come in that you might want to swat away, to actually see it more slowly and be like, oh, And then to come back to, gravity, earth, breath. Here's my pelvis. I'm completely out of my potent posture. Let's recenter. Let's orient. So, everything that I just guided you through came out of my brain, but out of my body. Nothing was scripted. And I encourage all of you to start to teach yourself with the tools that you've learned so that you can just sit and walk yourself through this kind of inquiry, this kind of neurosensory inquiry, environmental inquiry. The only thing that makes it hard is your system saying, I can't do that, I might get it wrong. So, as one of my favorite colleagues, his name is Twig. Some of you have may have come across some of Twig Wheeler's stuff. He's an SE colleague. His classic phrase, and some of the alumni know this, if you find yourself saying, I might get it wrong, I can't do that, I can't do what Irene just did, you then, in a nice way, say, oh, just cut that out, cut that shit out. It's not useful, right? So, I will encourage everybody as you move through the next couple of months, if you choose to come back and be in the proper live session of Smart Body, Smart Mind, we'll go again in mid-September. Whether you join or not, take the next couple of months to follow those impulses, to follow, do I want to keep going with the curriculum or do I want to just integrate and practice what I already know? Maybe you want to just focus on some of the Q&A calls. Maybe you haven't checked out Ilya's movement lessons. Maybe you just see how you integrate and teach yourself. So with that, I'll go into a little bit of housekeeping, quote unquote, and then we'll wrap up in a bit here. But I've said this before, and I'll say it again, email. Please be aware of your emails. If you got the reminder email for this call, then you're getting our emails. But for some strange reason, sometimes they go into email world out there and they don't come to you. So if you want to make a note, towards the end of August, mid-August, we will remind you that we're going to do another round. And all that you have to do is when we send you that email that says, "Would you like to join?" It's as simple as clicking a little thingy on your email and it magically pops you into our list for the next round. So you will get all the correspondence that new members will get. But like I said, sometimes things glitch and things pop into your junk or your spam. One of my best friends sent me an email the other day and it ended up in my spam. And I was like, how did that happen? So, just know that to keep an eye on that. In terms of what you have access to, everything you have access to now, and when we start in September and we make it such that the new members only see the first bits like lab one and then lab two, and the resources are put out over time. As alum, you will be able to see everything. So the back end is such that, let's say you would prefer to continue with lab five or six, as an example, in September, but you want to join in the training calls, you will still have access to lab five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, as well as all the training calls and Q&A calls. So I like to say, follow your impulse, mix and match, do what makes sense to you, and continue to integrate. So everything stays alive on the site for you. As you know, but I'll just reiterate, it is free of charge to join and keep going. So if you have questions for our moderators in the forums, that is for you. And we start up again to ask your questions. For the Q&A calls, also, you can ask questions. And as you know, we've been sort of curating those calls, Seth has, and the team who are now doing more of the Q&A, so that we theme things. So we don't really say, oh, you're an alumni, your question doesn't count. We just look at the general themes and we make sure that we cover as much as we can in those curated Q&As. I hope that makes sense. On the site, there is a post SBSM tab. I hope you've oriented to that. I won't go through every single piece, but there's some new lessons in there. There's some recommendations for continuing your integration, all those things. So check that stuff out at your leisure. We will give you some notification. I believe it will be in mid-ish August, as someone just said in the comment section, the comments, the questions, the introductions, the peer-to-peer thread, the alumni shares. Thank you, Bonnie. It's August 22nd. We clear the comments. That's a soft way of saying we delete everything. So we start fresh, just because it would be too much to continue to keep all these comments. So if you know, if you've bookmarked something, and I know people do this because it's a really good answer to your question, and you keep coming back to that for reference or resource, just copy and paste that, save it somewhere in your own notes. And it's June 26th right now. You've got, just over 2 months to take what you wish, read through. That's another wonderful way to practice is to actually go into one of the forums. Like, let's say you want to practice kidney adrenals, but you also want to learn a bit more. Go into that thread and see what people's questions are and read the answers. And then also read the FAQs that are in there. So there's so many ways if you want to really geek out and study that you can take use of all of these wonderful answers that our moderators and our team have put in, and also some of the back and forth. Those are some of the bigger housekeeping pieces. Fairly simple, I hope, I think. It really comes down to just bringing this work in, bringing it in the way that makes sense for you, and Really listening to any part of you that feels like you're still saying, I'm so behind. I'm not getting this. I'm not where I thought I would be. So, this is a piece where, just again, like I said, really notice how that cognition is maybe feeding you a script that isn't useful anymore. That's everything in terms of housekeeping that I want to say. Thank you, everyone. I want to also thank my team. So I know there's some of you here. I can see Jen and Bonnie's here and Carrie's here. There might be some other team members. But back in the day, this was, a much smaller production, but we have a lot of help, a lot of amazing help. And there are people, in the back end that make sure that when our site goes down, it's fixed immediately and you never meet these people. And they're there to help keep things running smoothly. And I feel that we run things pretty smoothly for the most part. So I just want to give a nod to every human that is involved in keeping our site working and loading properly and all the things. Down to the people that read the transcripts to make sure that they make sense and put them into pretty formatting and all that. So, just thank you to all my folks. Thank you to all my teachers who have brought in this amazing information. And we're just furthering that work. And you guys are furthering that work in your own world, whether you are teaching this, living it with your kids, with your partner, in your work, with your pets, with your garden. With any community service that you do, please share your stories. If you have a story you want to share and you're like, whoa, this just happened, you can always email us and say, I just wanted to share this. I see these messages. And thanks to you for being the early adopters of changing how humans live, work. Have children heal, right? I really want to give you all credit because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be shifting the field of planet Earth. So, with that said, let's set an intention. And I would love all of you, granted, this feels appropriate in timing, to come back into that body space of yours. Hopefully, you haven't left it. But if you've gotten a little out and have moved your posture, just recenter, come back in. And we'll go a little cosmic for fun. So we're all on Earth. It's a big chunk of Earth. There's a lot of density, a lot of rock, a lot of water, a lot of ice, a lot of fire, a lot of wind. All these elements. And we get to be on this planet. So connect to this earth that is ours and connect to its flow and its intelligence. Because it really knows how to flow and it knows how to work. And the biome knows how to work, and the wild animals know how to be in good connection with each other. And we're part of that. And in your own way, in your own mind, in your own visualization, really. Nod, like I said, internal smile that this flow that you are experiencing in your body, this greater capacity, this greater knowing of your own biology, the healing, the regulation. The awareness of the earth in a different way with your orienting skills, that all that is contributing to a much healthier planet. and it isn't going unnoticed. Someone's noticing it. You're noticing it in yourself. People around you might be noticing it, but that ether, that energy field that connects us all is noticing these shifts in all of you here on the call. There's 110 of us, all of you listening to the recording. So this is no small feat. It's something to be very, very proud of. And then I'm gonna pendulate you, swing you to one thing in your life. Maybe it's a person, maybe it's a cause, maybe it's something that could use some of this regulation, some of this flow. Could be anything. And without forcing the concept on that thing or person or animal or entity, to just kind of offer it a little bit of a we can do this energy. Taking your own capacity and not giving it away, but saying, hey, this is possible. Look at me. Look at what I've done. So, this ability to share that enthusiasm, that regulation, that greater capacity, and just put that antenna out to, like I said, it could be one thing, it could be a group of people, could be the ocean. And only you know what that might be. And maybe there's nothing that comes up, and that's fine too. Sometimes we just have to focus on ourselves, and that's enough also. Yeah, that's enough also. That is doing the work for the world, is working on ourselves. So, with that said, with this intention, I'll also encourage all of you to see the nervous system work that we've used as more than just biology for us, but it is impacting and rippling out to more than just us. And dare I say, it's definitely impacting the past and our generations, and it's impacting our future generations. And it might be impacting some galaxy out there that we don't even know about yet. So it's been a pleasure to come and hang out with everyone for a little bit today. We'll do this again in September. You'll see me on the orientation call when we start the first week of SBSM. The training calls. I will be teaching a little bit more in some of my other trainings. So I will be in the training calls as much as I can live. And then Seth will be doing the Q&As. And keep learning, keep practicing, and just, yeah, see someone clapping, clap to yourself and to everybody else. And, yeah. Keep doing the work, everyone. We'll see you in a couple of months. Bye, everyone. Thanks, team.